Another entertaining and competitive Humble Crab season came to an end this week. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumbleSports.com. We'll have more on the Crabs in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including a look back at the local summer baseball season, how one North Coast travel softball team fared at a big tournament in Oregon, where a record-breaking HDNL athlete is taking his talents after graduating high school, a look ahead to the new high school football season, and how the Redwood Acres Raceway will celebrate motorsports fans. But first up, another summer season at the Arcata Ballpark came to an end all too soon this past week, as the Humboldt Crabs wrapped up with another series sweep. The Crabs welcomed the Placer County Peloteros to Arcata for a season-concluding three-game series, and the home team took all three games. And there was no shortage of runs over the three games. The Crabs won the series opener 19-4 on Friday night and followed that with a 16-4 win on Saturday night before closing out the summer with a come-from-behind 7-5 win on Sunday afternoon. The Crabs trailed 5-3 going into the bottom of the sixth inning on Sunday but scored four late unanswered runs to take the win, including three in the bottom of the eighth. Kawana Suarez and Alex Harrington each hit a home run in the win, while Fortuna's Cody Collins added a double. Shyran Humphreys also had a huge weekend for the Crabs, hitting three home runs in Friday's win. The Crabs closed out the season with a record of 40-13. First-year manager Jeff Giacomini enjoyed a good debut season in charge of the team after the former Crabs player and longtime assistant coach took over from Robin Guyver. Among the highlights of the season, the summer got off to a thrilling start with a walk-off win over the Humboldt Eagles in the opening week. Two other big highlights included a no-hitter by McKinleyville's Jackson Kelly against the West Coast Kings, as well as a walk-off grand slam by Colton Boardman in extra innings against the Stockton Pearls on Father's Day. It was also a good summer for several other local baseball teams, including the Humboldt County Little League All-Stars and the county's American Legion clubs. The young Eel River 10-year-old All-Stars enjoyed a stellar couple of months, following their District 26 championship with a section tournament championship and advancing all the way to the NorCal State Tournament. Redwood Empire Little League, meanwhile, were the most successful of the local organizations. The Redwood Empire 11s and 12s won county championships and advanced to their respective section tournaments, while the McKinleyville Junior All-Stars also won both their district and section tournaments to round out another impressive summer for the county All-Star teams. In American Legion baseball action, the Northern Humboldt Giants and Humboldt Eagles enjoyed successful summers. The Giants were competitive throughout, while the Eagles 17U's won a championship at their own tournament and represented the area well at the recent district tournament in Fairfield. After dropping their opening game at the district tournament, the Eagles won back-to-back-to-back games to finish pool play 3-1. However, they were eliminated on a tiebreaker to end their season. The Eagles 19U's also impressed this summer, with the highlight of the campaign coming at Fairfield when they placed first at the competitive Firecracker tournament. In local summer softball action, meanwhile, it was a productive week for the newly formed Humboldt Smoke Fast Pitch 18U team. Many of the Smoke players played together as part of the Mad River Mist travel team program 4 years ago before they began high school, and they reunited this summer while traveling to compete at last weekend's Northwest Fast Pitch Alliance tournament in Medford, Oregon. The results didn't go their way, and they finished 0-4 in pool play while struggling to build any rhythm at the plate. But the local travel team, which is made up of some of the best high school and college players from throughout the county, would grow into the tournament and fared better in the tournament playoffs on Saturday. The Smoke opened the double elimination round with a narrow 2-0 loss to the Titans, a team made up of mostly college players. They would respond well, however, knocking off the tournament's top seeds, the Screaming Eagles, later in the day by a score of 6-3, as the Smoke bats finally got going. They played a third game later in the day and fell 6-3 to the Lido's Lab to end their tournament. The Humboldt Smoke Fast Pitch will be back in action when they host a tournament at the Bear River Casino Resort Field on the weekend of August 15th-16th. Switching gears, a record-setting local high school track and field athlete announced recently that he will compete at the Division I level in college. Arcata High School's Skylar Collenberg has signed a letter of commitment to join the Sacramento State track team beginning this fall. football. Kahlenberg leaves a lasting legacy of success at Arcata High. He was a two-time state qualifier in the shot put and also qualified for the prestigious state meet in the discus this past spring. Kahlenberg, who placed first at the North Coast Section Meet of Champions in both events, set a school record in the discus with a throw of 176 feet 4 inches, having earlier set a league record in the shot put with a throw of 61 feet 11 inches in Brookings. The local high school football season, meanwhile, is fast approaching, with opening weekend now just 3 weeks away. The 9 HDNL programs will all begin official preseason practice on Monday, and local fans will get their first opportunity to see the teams in action at a scheduled preseason scrimmage on Saturday, August 22nd. The scrimmage is tentatively planned for the newly upgraded Albie Stadium at Eureka High School and the all-weather field there. However, with the final touches still being made to the new field, it may not be ready in time for the scrimmage, in which case it would be moved to McKinleyville High School. The Loggers will play their home games on the new field this fall. We'll break down the upcoming football season and all of the league's teams on next week's KMUD News Sports Report. And rounding out another big week in local sports, the Redwood Acres Raceway recently announced the inclusion of a new event for next weekend's Fan Appreciation Night. In addition to the night's regular racing, this year the popular annual event will include boat racing and a new pull and park trailer race. Trailer races have become immensely popular at many racetracks across the country. The object of the race is for a driver to pull their car into the back of a flatbed trailer as it is pulled around the track at speed. The first driver who was able to successfully pull their car onto the trailer and park it will be declared the race winner. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.